Good evening. I'm Wendy Rice from WXRT. Thank you. And on behalf of WXRT, we thank you for coming out. We have 3 sold-out shows. And I cheated and I saw the first show, so you're in for a wonderful evening. Just get comfortable. We're taping this for an unconscious soul. Express yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming Bruce Coburn.
Thank you, and a good evening to you.
Sacred mountain tower is above meadows.
Thank you. Everybody up on the dance floor now. Sun's up, looks okay. The world survives into another day. I'm thinking about eternity. Some kind of ecstasy got hold on me. Frightening as they were before, but I'm thinking about eternity. Some kind of ecstasy got hold on me. Walls in the streets, waves coming through. You'll be in me and I'll be in you, together in eternity. Some kind of ecstasy, God, hold on me. Smells so sweet down in the valley where the river used to be. I got my mind on eternity. Some kind of ecstasy, God, hold on me. And I'm wondering where the lions are. I'm wondering where the lions are. You can't dance, you better sing. I'm wondering where the lions are. Petroglyphs doing a double take, pointing the finger at eternity. Yeah, I'm sitting in the middle of this ecstasy. Young man marching, helmet shining in the sun, polished and precise like the brain behind the gun. Surely that got me thinking about eternity, but some kind of ecstasy got a hold on me. I'm wondering where the lions are. I'm wondering where the lions are. Children malnutrition. Men in camouflage, filled with a sense of mission. And the light to the wire mesh plays on the president's pistol, like the gleam of a bead of sweat in the glow of a candle. Hear the cry in the tropic night. Should be the cry of love, but it's a cry of fright. Some people never see the light. Feel the time to pull it home. Feel the time to pull it home. Tropic moon, bathing in beach fringes with palms, glitters on the shells, the beach tar and coke cans, and on the night colored boats, and on the barrels of guns, in the rage in the hearts of these men is the seed of the wind they call kingdom come. Hear the cry in the tropic night. Should be the cry of love, but it's a cry of fright. Some people never see the light. Till it shines through bullet holes. Till it shines through bullet holes. Hear the cry in the tropic night. See the light. Till it shines through bullet holes. Till it shines through bullet holes. Thank you. I wrote that song under the influence of a couple of poets, and one of whom was an American by the name of Carolyn Forché, and the other a gentleman from Latin America by the name of Ernesto Cardenal. Cardinal's country that inspired this song. Breakfast wood smoke on the cliff, the U.S. Embassy frowns out over Managua like Dracula's tower. Kildugard Fonseca's tomb cradles a beat-up zone. submachine gun. At age 15, he's a veteran of 4 years of war. Proud to pay his dues, he knows who turns the screws. Baby face and old man's eyes, blue lagoon and flowering trees, bullet parked my side. Full of the ghosts of the heroes of Marlborough. Women of the town of dreams, work and gossip and laugh at me. They don't believe I'll ever send them the pictures I took.
About this song before I recorded it, because it's not very nice. The place it comes from is not nice at all. But there's a reason for that, and there's a reason for the reason for its being there, I guess, is the same as the reason for singing it, which is that if you try and pretend that stuff isn't there, it'll never go away. This is a song that came from the same trip that took me to Nicaragua. Also allowed me to visit Guatemalan refugee camps along the border between Guatemala and Mexico, where a lot of people survived unbelievable horrors have ended up. Since I was there, the situation has changed somewhat from what I saw one of the camps I visited has been burned down by the Mexican authorities, and they're trying to relocate the refugees elsewhere in Mexico, partly for their own good and partly for convenience and partly because there'll be a nice cheap labor pool somewhere else. But at the time I was there, there were about maybe 50,000 people living in refugee camps, another 50,000 dispersed among the Mexican population. That's only the tip of the iceberg of the people who are dislocated within Guatemala, but that's another story. Those people had, in order to become refugees, had survived incredible acts of violence, sometimes in the form of making an example of people in the community because they were getting a little uppity, because they wanted to change something about the status quo. Sometimes because if those terror tactics didn't work, the Guatemalan army would come in and wipe out a whole town. And those that got away might eventually find their way to Honduras or Mexico, if they're lucky. Lucky is a very relative term in this context, because what that means is that they can stay in a foreign country. They're not in quite as grave danger of being raped, tortured, shot, burned alive, and other sorts of things that routinely happen to them in Guatemala, but they're faced with starvation and disease because they can't get access to food or medicine. And they're also terribly dislocated, of course. If those things aren't enough, and if they ever think about going back to Guatemala, they have the reminder, ever-present reminder of the fact, which is one of the reasons the Mexican government started closing down the camps, is that the Guatemalan army was in the habit of making frequent raids across the border for no other reason than to shoot up those camps. So they weren't even safe there. When I was there, you could hear the helicopters all day long going back and forth, just out of sight, beyond the tops of the trees. You never knew when one might suddenly swing north and decide to fire. It seemed to me like that was the worst thing of all about it. From my point of view, from the guy with his ticket home from another country, you know, coming in. The final atrocity was the fact that these people had fled to another country and they still weren't safe from their own military. I'm just as glad I didn't have the means to do anything about it, but for the first time in my life I felt like what a lot of people in the world must feel all the time. And that's what this song is about. Second time today, everybody scatters and hopes it goes away. How many kids they've murdered, only God can say.
If I had a rocket launcher,
least I've got to try. Every time I think about it, water rises to my eyes. Situation desperate, echoes of the victim's cry. If I had a rocket launcher, if I had a rocket launcher, if I had a rocket launcher, some son of a bitch would die. My heart beats.
voice of the Nova.
Thank you. You've been really great to us. Thank you. Thanks for coming.